plants and all. What they did, though, the three of them, when I did it, they started giggling like morons. They probably thought I was too young to give anybody the once-over. That annoyed hell out of me. You'd have thought I wanted to marry them or something. I should have given them the freeze after they did that, but the trouble was I really felt like dancing. I'm very fond of dancing sometimes, and that was one of the times. So all of a sudden, I sort of leaned over and said, "Would any of you girls care to dance?" I didn't ask them crudely or anything, very suave, in fact. But goddammit, they thought that was a panic, too. They started giggling some more. I'm not kidding, they were three real morons. "Come on," I said. "I'll dance with you one at a time, all right? How about it? Come on." I really felt like dancing. Finally, the blonde one got up to dance with me, because you could tell I was really talking to her, and we walked out to the dance floor. The other two gruels nearly had hysterics when we did. I certainly must have been very hard up to even bother with any of them. But it was worth it. The blonde was some dancer. She was one of the best dancers I ever danced with. I'm not kidding. Some of these very stupid girls can really knock you out on a dance floor. You take a really smart girl, and half the time she's trying to lead you around the dance floor, or else she's such a lousy dancer the best thing to do is stay at the table and just get drunk with her. "You really can dance," I told the blonde one. "You ought to be a pro. I mean it. I danced with a pro once, and you're twice as good as she was. Did you ever hear of Marco and Miranda?" "What?" she said. She wasn't even listening to me. She was looking all around the place. I said, "Did you ever hear of Marco and Miranda?"
"I don't know. No, I don't know."
"Well, they're dancers. She's a dancer. She's not too hot, though. She does everything she's supposed to, but she's not so hot anyway. You know when a girl's really a terrific dancer?"
"What'd you say?" she said.
She wasn't listening to me, even. Her mind was wandering all over the place. I said, "Do you know when a girl's really a terrific dancer?"
"Uh-uh."
"Well, where I have my hand on your back, if I think there isn't anything underneath my hand, no can, no legs, no feet, no anything, then the girl's really a terrific dancer." She wasn't listening, though. So I ignored her for a while. We just danced. God, could that dopey girl dance? Buddy Singer and his stinking band was playing just one of those things, and even they couldn't ruin it entirely. It's a swell song. I didn't try any trick stuff while we danced. I hate a guy that does a lot of show-off tricky stuff on the dance floor, but I was moving her around plenty, and she stayed right with me. The funny thing is, I thought she was enjoying it, too, till all of a sudden she came out with this very dumb remark. "I and my girlfriend saw Peter Lorre last night," she said. "The movie actor, in person. He was buying a newspaper. He's cute." "You're lucky," I told her. "You're really lucky, you know that?" She was really a moron, but what a dancer. I could hardly stop myself from sort of giving her a kiss on the top of her dopey head, you know, right where the part is and all. She got sore when I did it. "Hey, what's the idea?" "Nothing, no idea. You really can dance," I said. "I have a kid sister that's only in the goddamn fourth grade. You're about as good as she is, and she can dance better than anybody living or dead. Watch your language, if you don't mind." What a lady, boy, a queen, for Christ's sake. "Where are you girls from?" I asked her. She didn't answer me, though. She was busy looking around for old Peter Lorre to show up, I guess. "Where are you girls from?" I asked her again.
"What?"
she said. "Where are you girls from? Don't answer if you don't feel like it. I don't want you to strain yourself."
"Seattle, Washington," she said.
She was doing me a big favor to tell me. "You're a very good conversationalist," I told her. "You know that?"
"What?"
I let it drop. It was over her head anyway. "Do you feel like jitterbugging a little bit if they play a fast one? Not corny jitterbug, not jump or anything, just nice and easy. Everybody will all sit down when they play a fast one, except the old guys and the fat guys, and we'll have plenty of room, okay?"
"It's immaterial to me," she said. "Hey, how old are you, anyhow?"
That annoyed me for some reason. Oh, Christ, don't spoil it, I said. I'm 12, for Christ's sake. I'm big for my age.
Listen, I told you about that. I don't like that type language, she said. If you're going to use that type language, I can go sit down with my girlfriends, you know.
I apologized like a madman, because the band was starting a fast one. She started jitterbugging with me, but just very nice and easy, not corny. She was really good. All you had to do was touch her, and when she turned around, her pretty little butt twitched so nice and all. She knocked me out. I mean it. I was about half in love with her by the time we sat down. That's the thing about girls. Every time they do something pretty, even if they're not much to look at or even if they're sort of stupid, you fall half in love with them, and then you never know where the hell you are.
Girls, Jesus Christ, they can drive you crazy. They really can.
They didn't invite me to sit down at their table, mostly because they were too ignorant, but I sat down anyway. The blonde I'd been dancing with's name was Bernice something, Crabs or Krebs. The two ugly ones' names were Marty and Laverne. I told them my name was Jim Steele, just for the hell of it. Then I tried to get them in a little intelligent conversation, but it was practically impossible. You had to twist their arms. You could hardly tell which was the stupidest of the three of them. And the whole three of them kept looking all around the goddamn room, like as if they expected a flock of goddamn movie stars to come in any minute.